to make determinations about whether something is a coup, or at least it takes the State Department some time. But is there any immediate effect in terms of ceasing cooperation with the government of Mali, particularly on counterterrorism work?
Well, I think you know that the United States provides significant security and economic and financial support to the government of Mali every year, something along the order of $137-140 million. We are meeting this afternoon. No decisions have been made to look at those assistance problems programs and to determine what's appropriate.
And in particularly on counterterrorism, which some of which I imagine is done with the military, do you think it's possible to continue counterterrorism cooperation with the new authorities?
Well, again, our expectation and what we are supporting and working for with our ECOWAS and AU partners is that we can reverse this, that we can get back to good, solid, democratic governance in Mali, and with regard to what one would do, could do, should do in this period with the assistance, we're looking at it this afternoon, so we haven't done it. Still on Mali, Scott? Yeah.
The primary flashpoint here appears to have been the military's ability to deal with the Tuareg rebellion. Is it the view of the United States that that rebellion has been amplified, revived by the fall of Gaddafi in Libya and the return of Tuareg fighters from Libya to both Mali and Niger?
Well, I think until we have a chance to analyze fully what has happened, I'm not going to be commenting on the causes for this. I think the Tuareg issue has been is not a new one, let's put it that way, Scott. I think it's certainly true that there has been increasing concern inside Mali about Tuareg activity over the last number of months, and particularly since the Tuaregs have had less to fight about in Libya and have moved on to Mali. But I don't think we're going to be analyzing the situation until we get a chance to look at it internally.